Hello everyone. Here's our first batch of news items, featuring an adventurous tortoise. And when David Bowie performed in the fine city of Norwich, followed by a selection of letters. 50 years ago, an emerging superstar arrived in the fine city to thrill music lovers. At the height of the Ziggy Stardust tour, David Bowie arrived in Norwich on May 21, 1973, to play two sold-out sets at the Theatre Royal. Flanked by the Spiders from Mars, Bowie ripped through classic tracks including The Gene Genie, Moon Age Daydream and Suffragette City at the peak of his glam rock pomp. It was not the first time Bowie had played in Norwich, appearing as David Bowie and the Buzz at Orford Cellar 7 years earlier, which is marked today by a blue plaque in the Red Lion Street. The gig came shortly after the release of the Aladdin Sane album, which also celebrates its 50th anniversary in 2023, and took place as part of the theatre's 8-day Superstar Carnival event, which also featured Monty Python's Flying Circus.
When Winnie was born, Queen Victoria was still on the throne. The Boer War was raging, and Norwich City FC was still 2 years from being founded. But as the tortoise plods towards her 1 1/4 century, her owners think they have discovered the secret of her long life: a fondness for jam sandwiches. The 123-year-old, who's grown to the size of a rugby ball, has been handed down through a succession of owners as a much-loved family pet. The tortoise is now owned by Wendy Smith and her daughter Tilly from Brook, who has found a firm friend in Winnie. Wendy was given the tortoise as a 5-year-old girl by an elderly couple who lived nearby. The couple had looked after Winnie, then known as Winston, after they mistook her for a male. Over the years, Winnie has escaped more than 20 times, and the family has found that she can be surprisingly fast. One winter, we thought we'd lost her for good over the hibernation period. But come spring, she appeared in next-door neighbour's compost heap. We've even found her out roaming on the main road. The average age for domesticated tortoises is around 50 years.
So what happened the year Winnie was born? The Labour Party was officially established at a meeting in London with Ramsay MacDonald appointed as its first secretary. The Second Boer War continued with the Siege of Ladysmith and the Battle of Spion Kop, which gave its name to large football terraces such as Liverpool's Anfield Stadium. The Second Olympic Games were held in Paris, with women taking part for the first time. Live pigeons were used as targets in shooting events. Elizabeth Angela Marguerite Bowes Lyon, later the Queen Mother, was born. The location of her birth remains uncertain. One theory is that she was delivered in a horse-drawn ambulance on the way to hospital. The first Michelin guide was published in France. It was created as a guidebook by the Michelin Tire Company to promote the demand for cars and tyres.
Vikings have been spotted charging around villages on the outskirts of the city. But there is no need for alarm. Draxvieter, which means dragon warriors, is a group that has been around for many years and trains both in Barnum Broom and Lenwade. They portray the 9th and 10th centuries by displaying skills in combat and living the Viking lifestyle. People who join the group will also get to experience life as a Viking in its fullest form, as the clan travels to events all over the UK to meet up with other Viking groups. These events include battles, games, and bonfires where folk get to try old Viking recipes, complete with herbs, nettles, beef, as well as Viking bread.